morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 7th. You'll be interested to know, 108 years ago, today in 1917, mass demonstrations and worker-led councils in Petrograd ignited a popular uprising that replaced imperial rule and launched a new era of political revolution. It stood as a milestone in modern history by showing how organized labor, soldiers, and citizens could achieve sweeping social reforms and inspire global movements for workers' rights. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas. This morning it's looking clean with waves around 4 to 5 feet. Conditions shift to fair by 7, with heights dropping to 3 to 5 feet. By 11, it gets choppy as winds come onshore at 8 miles per hour. Expect the swell to drop to 2 to 4 feet by midday with continued onshore winds. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 6-foot incoming high tide, when the west swell is 3 feet at 14 seconds and the sideshore wind is 3 mph. The first high tide on Friday will be 7 feet at 9:15 a.m., followed by a -1-foot low tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start clean with 2 to 3 feet on Saturday morning, ideal for catching waves. By afternoon, the wind shifts onshore, creating fair conditions as size holds steady. Sunday sees a steady increase in swell, reaching 2+ feet with choppy conditions in the afternoon before cleaning up later. Monday offers clean 2 to 3+ feet, making it the best day of the period. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 62 degrees, with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:53, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:15. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high near 67 and a light west wind. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 4 a.m., with partly cloudy conditions, a low around 60, and a gentle southeast breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday starts with patchy fog before 10 a.m., then becomes mostly sunny with highs near 68 and light south winds. Sunday and Monday will be mild with mostly sunny to partly sunny skies and highs near 70 and 74 respectively. Then Veterans Day turns mostly cloudy with highs near 70 and nights in the low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the biggest supermoon of the year shone above San Diego on November 6, 2025, causing the return of king tides through Friday. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, a king tide is a term often used to describe exceptionally high tides, which also create ideal tide pooling conditions. San Diegans reported sightings of several creatures in local tide pools, including octopi in La Jolla. The lowest tide on Thursday is negative 1.33 feet at 3:47 in the afternoon. And on Friday, it is negative 1.23 feet at 4:41 in the afternoon. Advisories are in effect for all San Diego County beaches until late Friday night due to larger surf and minor coastal flooding. Now on to sports. It was ugly, but it was a big win for Denver. In perhaps the ugliest game of the 2025 National Football League season, the Broncos defeated the Raiders 10-7 to kick off Week 10 on Thursday Night Football. Denver and Las Vegas combined for more penalties, 22, than first downs, 20. The game's leading receiver was veteran Tyler Lockett, who had 5 catches for 44 yards. Denver improved to 8 wins and 2 losses, sitting atop the American Football Conference West. They now have a 92% chance to make the playoffs, while the Raiders' hopes are almost non-existent. Former NFL star Antonio Brown was apprehended on Thursday in Dubai by U.S. Marshals on an attempted murder charge, confirmed by the Miami Police Department. This arrest concludes a months-long search for the athlete, who is now held in Essex County, New Jersey. A video from a celebrity boxing event appeared to show Brown involved in an altercation, with a black pistol in hand. He evaded authorities for more than 4 months, frequently posting on social media. Brown faces a second-degree attempted murder charge that could lead to 15 years in prison. Authorities expressed relief at bringing him to justice. In local sports, the San Diego Padres have named Craig Stammen as their new manager in a shocking hire. Stammen, a former 13-year veteran reliever, retired less than 3 years ago with no coaching experience. At 41 years old, he received a 3-year contract, outpacing candidates like Bruce Bochy and Albert Pujols. Stammen replaces Mike Schilt, who left with 2 years and $4 million remaining on his contract. General manager A.J. Preller praised Stammen's strong presence and leadership qualities. This managerial change marks Stammen as the 6th full-time manager under Preller. In top news, gabapentin is gaining attention as America's new favorite anxiety medication. It has become the 5th most prescribed medication in the United States, used for various conditions like pinched nerves and migraine headaches. Despite reports of a dark side, this medication is generally safe when prescribed by a doctor. Gabapentin increases levels of gamma-aminobutyric acid in the brain, promoting calmness. Most prescriptions today are off-label, often for anxiety and insomnia. While side effects exist, many patients, like Ruben, find it effective for managing anxiety and improving sleep. If struggling, consult your doctor about gabapentin as a potential solution. In business news, Tesla shareholders approved a $1 trillion compensation plan for CEO Elon Musk on Thursday, awarding the world's richest person what would be the largest corporate payout in history if he meets necessary goals. More than 75% of investors voted in favor at the annual shareholder event in Austin, Texas, with chance of Elon erupting in celebration. Musk, after briefly dancing on stage, described the company's Optimus robots as the future for humanity. Critics argued that this concentrated power in one leader ignores Tesla's challenges, stating Elon Musk just got $1 trillion for failure. If Musk meets the milestones, he could become the world's first trillionaire. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% for the week, to just over $102,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to about $3,300. And XRP is down 9% to $2.22. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is reportedly turning to Google to create a custom Gemini artificial intelligence model for the next version of its virtual assistant Siri, set for spring 2026, according to a report by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Apple will pay $1 billion per year for this new model with 1.2 trillion parameters. While evaluating its options, Apple found that using competitor Anthropic would have cost $1.5 billion per year. This custom Gemini model will operate on Apple's private cloud servers, while Apple's own models will remain on devices for personal data. Despite falling behind in artificial intelligence, Apple recently surpassed a $4 trillion market cap. Entertainment news. Predator: Badlands is an unpretentiously entertaining installment in the franchise, directed by Dan Trachtenberg. This film features quirky extraterrestrial action and odd couple chemistry between its leads. The makers had a fine time creating freakish dangers on a distant planet, including mouthy tree tentacles and a dinosaur-like monster. As the ninth film in the franchise, it introduces new aliens while referencing beloved details from earlier films. With humor and ridiculous scenarios, the movie cleverly explores themes of cooperation and strength, making it a fun date night film disguised as a sci-fi action romp. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American labor leader and civil rights activist, Cesar Chavez. And he said, "The fight is never about grapes or lettuce. It is always about people." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.